DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsonpil in Bonn. Russia and the Arab League have called on the Syrian government to accept an offer from the opposition and negotiate an end to the country's nearly two-year conflict. Speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, head of the Arab League, Nabil El Arabi, told Russia it needed to use its influence on Syria to help put an end to the fighting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was ready to host any meeting between Syrian President Bashar Assad and opposition members, but he stressed there was no hope of a military solution. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has used his first State of the Nation address to defend his government's strict austerity measures. Rajoy said he was well aware of record unemployment in the country, but said there was no alternative to the measures. He also used the address to fend off claims Spain was a corrupt nation, calling for cross-party support for an anti-corruption drive.
Corruption is a problem that alarms the people and affects the image of Spain. All corruption is unbearable. It is corrosive for civic spirit, it injures democracy and discredits Spain.
His comments follow recent allegations that Rajoy and other party leaders had accepted secret payments from the private sector for almost two decades. Just days ahead of a tense national election, Kenya's top judge has said he's received threatening letters warning of dire consequences if he does not allow one of the presidential candidates to run. The candidate in question, Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta, is currently facing trial at the International Criminal Court. Chief Justice William Mutunga said the letter, which was addressed to judges and ambassadors, was circulated prior to a High Court ruling last week, in which the judiciary said it had no power to stop Kenyatta from running, despite the charges. Alongside his running mate, William Ruto, Kenyatta stands accused of inciting violence during Kenya's contentious 2007 elections. He's currently second in the polls for the March 4th vote. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In South Africa, Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius is due back in court on Thursday for the third day of his bail hearing. He stands accused of premeditated murder following the death of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. On Wednesday, a lead investigator in the case told the court non-stop shouting had been heard coming from the athlete's house the night Steenkamp was shot dead. Pistorius has denied the charge. He told the court a day earlier that he thought he was firing at an intruder who'd entered his home through an open window. Pistorius has been in police custody since his arrest on Thursday, as he's deemed to be a flight risk. In Germany, security staff at two major international airports have resumed strike action, prompting fears of flight cancellations and major delays. At Düsseldorf Airport, 50 departures and 22 arrivals were cancelled after staff walked off the job at 4 a.m. local time. In West Germany's Cologne-Bonn Airport, 12 flights have so far been cancelled. Both strikes are expected to last until 10 a.m. Thursday's industrial action, ordered by trade union Verdi, is the latest in a lengthy dispute over wages. On Wednesday, 140 flights at Hamburg Airport were cancelled when security staff went on strike. Verdi's warned that the strikes could continue through Friday unless a pay settlement is reached. Now, it's been another big night for the music industry, this time in London, where the best in the business gathered for the annual Brit Awards. Scottish singer Emily Sunday took home the Best Album Award for Our Version of Events and also snagged Best Female Artist. Singer-songwriter Ben Howard was another multiple winner. He took home Best British Breakthrough Act and British Male Solo. Adele won Best Single for her James Bond theme song, Skyfall. And British boy band One Direction were honoured with the Brits Global Success Award. Their charity single, One Way or Another, has reached number one in an astonishing 60 countries. Turning to Wednesday night's soccer action in the Champions League, German side Schalke remain unbeaten after a 1-0 draw against Turkish side Galatasaray Istanbul. Over in the German Bundesliga, bottom of the league side Greuther Fürth have sacked coach Mike Buskens. Fürth announced the move at a press conference on Wednesday. For more news and information, why not visit our website at dw.de. This is Charlotte Chelsonpil for Deutsche Welle News.